Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A 27-year-old Anchorage woman reported missing Friday was found dead Saturday north of the city. Alaska Public Media reports that Anchorage police say Jerry Lynn Nicholson's body was found at the base of a cliff near Aklutna Lake Road in a semi-rural area. According to a written statement, officers who responded to a 911 call about the body, quote, made observations at the scene that warranted a closer look at the circumstances surrounding the death, unquote. Police say a medical examiner will be determining the cause of Nicholson's death. According to an earlier missing persons report, Nicholson was last seen in Eagle River about a week before her body was found. University of Alaska Fairbanks Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Keith Champagne has resigned. A brief announcement from UAF Chancellor Dan White does not say why Champagne resigned, but thanks him for his work and says that an interim Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs will be appointed until a permanent replacement for Champagne is found. Melting snow is exposing dead grass and brush that can fuel early season wildfires started by human activities.
All it takes is a spark to really ignite this dry grass, and we've already seen that. I mean, we've had 35 fires in the state already.
Speaking on Alaska Public Media's Talk of Alaska yesterday, State Division of Forestry spokesperson Tim Mowry stressed the importance of adhering to burn regulations, noting that the state recently updated the law to allow fining people who don't obtain burn permits or adhere to burn bans.
If push comes to shove, we're going to start writing tickets to get compliance, to get people, following the rules and regulations, because we don't need another sockeye fire. If a fire is preventable, we need to prevent it.
According to today's Alaska Interagency Coordination Center summary, 38 wildfires have burned 15 acres statewide so far this spring. I'm Dan Bross.